Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That cackle you hear is Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
That's so bad.
Mocking his head football coach.
I'm sorry. That is borderline unforgivable. I know yesterday it ruffled my feathers when we did the postgame show, but a day later, again, like I said, I'm not going to be mad at the players. I would love to give all the players a high five, a hug, or treat them to a beer on my tab. However, Coach Mayo, who I know enjoys the same kind of beers that I do, at this point now, he's buying the round. Because to tell me that I didn't know the analytics of a Hail Mary versus a 68-yard field goal, when you have Evan Rothstein, his version of Ernie Adams in his ear, who could probably just go to Twitter, where Doug Kite and Andrew Callahan and everyone were probably tweeting in real time, no one's ever made a 68-yard field goal. And to not know and just then decide to go get a warm plate of food at the Hunch and Gut Cafe? Come on now.
So, and by the way, this is WEEI Afternoons. That Hello. Is Nick Fitzy-Stevens, my brother from another program, the Six Rings postgame show and the Six Rings podcast. Andy Jumbo Hart here, sitting in seat one, host one role today. Christian Arcand is day-to-day, I believe, at this point, a little under the weather. I probably don't need to tell you as a listener that. He has been fighting and battling something for pretty much the entirety of my time working with him over the last few months. Hopefully he gets well soon and gets back in the chair. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, you are not wrong, because in a game setting, a 68-yard field goal has never been hit.
Correct.
And even the logic is poor. So, okay, relatively speaking, we know the Hail Mary is a better proposition because it happens relatively frequently. We see a few of them each season. You know, Jaden Daniels had one. Aaron Rodgers has had multiple. We've seen them over our lifetimes watching football.
Well, just pull back and do the math real quick, Andy. A Hail Mary is quite literally, a 50-50 proposition. You'll probably flood the end zone with between four and five.
Oh, it's not a 50-50 proposition.
A 3-5. Well, one of the
you
two
literally use that literally wrong.
One of the two teams is going to come down with it. One team's going to either knock it down, the other team's going to catch it.
50-50 proposition would be more like you try it twice, one of them's going to hit. It's probably more in like a 1 in 25, 1 in
maybe,
50.
Maybe, okay. I would say a Hail Mary, you probably have a 10 to 15% chance of hitting. You have a less than 5% chance, a 0% chance as statistics.
Well, the thing that bothers me, and we're going to get to your phone calls. I know I promised right after this, 617-779-7937. The thing that bothers me is when I went back, and I would urge listeners, if you want to hear it from the sly horse's mouth on Patriots.com, talk about, so he was hitting from 61 to 62 in pregame. Okay, so that's still 6 or 7 yards less than what he had to attempt in the game. He has never hit a field goal that long here in practice, game setting, anything. He believes the longest he's hit is 63 or 64 on the practice field. And he himself brought up the idea that he had to warm up his car for like 20 minutes because it was so cold out on his way to the stadium, and then kickoff was around freezing in his eyes. So he clearly alluded to the fact that he didn't think he had a shot in hell of making the kick, and he made a nice bid. I think 65-ish, in that 65 range, 64 and a half, 64, I think it would have been good. He nailed it dead center. I sat up in my chair. I was sitting back, and I sat up on the edge when I saw him strike it because I thought there was a chance I was witnessing history and you were going to have a massive win. But the reality is it fell short. Like,
would have been awesome.
It was, but it was likely to fall short.
Legitimately.
The most likely outcome of that scenario was for him to hit it well, and it comes up short.
Struck beautifully.
Tremendous.
And you can see from the angle just underneath the goalpost, I think it lands 8 yards into the end zone, which means that was good from 65. I think it would have probably
snuck
over, banged into
that,
the crossbar. 64, 65 still, which would have been spectacular. But to think, hey, the only way that we can get our second home win of the season and hold on and stun the world is by hitting the longest field goal on record with our kicker who had missed a 25-yarder at the end of the first half, who does have a very strong leg, mind you, in cold temperatures where, as we all know, since we post-Deflategate are all PVNRT specialists, like to think that you're going to make a 68-yard field goal is just bananas.
Yeah, I think it's crazy to think that the longest kick in the history of football is going to occur in Foxborough.
Not in a dome.
It's Denver. It's in a dome. Right. It's some other extenuating circumstance. Certainly not on a 30-degree day in Foxborough. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the callers. We are going to chum the waters today with Joe, who wants to talk about the way he feels about the way the Patriots are playing. What's up, Joe?
How you doing, fellas?
Good.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I just drove all the way from Merrimack. I'm in Quincy. I can't believe I waited on the hold this long. But
well, appreciate
here we go. Do we really want these guys to win another game?
Nope.
All right, so they played well, right? Won by 1 point, and I hear you guys bickering about the way they played. They lost the game, the season's over, next year is a different year, that's it.
Okay, thanks for the call, Joe. I agree. I don't want them to win another game. I don't necessarily agree with Joe's tone there because we're going
to hear you guys bickering. Aren't we supposed to do that?
We don't have to bicker.
No, we don't have to. This isn't contrived.
Right.
It
you want that, look elsewhere.
Turn to page 11.
Contrived fight radio is elsewhere. We try to do real fight radio, and thanks to Fitzy and I being very different, it occurs a lot.
Right. That's part of our organic joy and why people like the Six Rings. Wait, hold on. Yeah, do you guys want them to win another game? You know what would be awesome? If they go to Buffalo, play their best game, Josh Allen still is trying to win because Kansas City drops a game and now the number one seed is in play, even though I want Buffalo to knock Kansas City off, just for S's and G's, to see him go up there and light up Buffalo and leave those people sitting in a diaper of hot sauce, Labatt's, and sadness would be awesome.
So I want the Patriots to have the highest draft pick possible. I've been consistent with that from August through December, and it will occur through January and beyond. But I'm also concerned about the man who's going to join us in a little less than a half hour, Drake May. The losing is starting to wear on him. He brought up the need for this team to win a football game before he started a single game. He said, I'm starting because this team needs a win, right? And he was sort of deferential to that his mentor, Jacoby Brissett, did the best he could, but they weren't winning. They need to win. He's talked about winning a lot. He's never lost like this. I haven't really looked at his entire athletic career, but I can guarantee when he was good at basketball and good at football in high school, they didn't lose this much. He didn't lose this much at North Carolina. I bet he didn't lose this much in Pop Warner or flag football or Little League baseball because athletes like him don't lose this much.
I'm going to ask you, let's warm up some questions right now. Like we're testing some questions out in the bullpen. Has he lost this many games in his career?
Probably, but my guess is not too many more.
No.
And not
certainly
in this
not
way,
one season,
in this frustrating way. Also, I bet you he hasn't lost a lot of games in his life where he feels like he played really well.
Correct.
And I think yesterday he probably feels like he played really well, and yet they still lost. And that's an unfortunate feeling for him, because that leads to a what the F do I have to do to win around here kind of feeling that I think is bad. So that is, to me, the only downside of them being 3-10 and him continuing to lose and there not being any momentum. As far as the draft pick goes, yes, I want the highest draft pick. Yes, my friend on Twitter who's like, oh, you want the highest pick in a year? That's kind of a crappy draft. Obviously, gives me more reason to want the higher pick if it's a crappy draft. I want the best selection of talent. And I continue to say this, I prioritize the first round pick, but I think it's equally as important to pick 34 instead of 37, because how many times over the years do we start talking about guys going a couple picks earlier, or I wish we could have had that guy, and that happens in every round. I want to be at the top of every round.
Don't bring up 34 and 37 and then not think that you're going to get a Ladd McConkey draft. Did you see yesterday? What did he have yesterday? 7 catches for $115 or 9 catches for $117? He was right there. Right there, and Elliot Wolf, Matt Groh, and the Patriots Drain Trust, as I should probably call them now. I'm mad at them.
There's lots of issues here.
Ladd McConkey, a perfect Patriot, is staring them right there. They overthink it. They trade out. They're like, hey, we can get 2 for 1, and they get Polk and Baker.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Who combined have 20% of the receptions and 30% of the yards that Ladd McConkey has. Sure, he's on a more functional team with a better, more experienced head coach, and the quarterback, who I think is only playing, I would say, on level or par with Drake May.
No, he's better than
right
Drake
now. He's a little better than
I've watched him recently. I think he's playing the best football of his career.
It's almost like he's got a former NFL quarterback who's also a college champion and an absolute hard-o driving him.
You know what else he has?
What?
2 first-round tackles. They drafted Joe Alton. He's their right tackle because they have Rashawn Slater at left tackle. So good offensive line. You know what else they utilize?
What's that? Motion?
Fullback.
Oh.
Fact. When you have a fullback, you're a better football team. Don't look it up. Just
who's
run with it. I said it.
Who's also a defender with the 300-pound Scotsman. Yeah.
Look at the Ravens.
I love it.
They have a defensive lineman that they turned into a fullback. Are they a good team? Patriots had a defensive lineman that they turned into a fullback. They won Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure it's science to say if you turn a defensive lineman into a fullback, you'll be a better NFL team.
Okay.
I just gave you 3 examples. Need I go more?
Which, I think 3 takes it from hypothesis to theory.
Right.
So which defensive lineman? So.
You just did a peer audit or whatever. So it's now peer read and I can publish it.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Find a fullback.
South Coast Press. I'm sure it'll be the headline. I'll be breaking news tomorrow. Which defensive player should be the fullback on the Patriots right now? Because we can suggest changes. We could do a little segment on things we think you should do differently the final 4
years. Has to be a guy that I have some faith in athletically, but don't necessarily mind if I pull off the defense. So I can't say Christian
Jeremiah
Barmore.
Farms.
No, I wouldn't say Farms. I wouldn't say Keon White because I think you want him on defense. You know who my guy would be?
Equale?
Daniel Equale. He seems kind of like the blue-collar, hard-hat mucker that could go over there and be a good fullback. Or Cole Strange, but that doesn't fit my
hypothesis. Cole Strange.
But that doesn't fit my hypothesis.
That's okay.
That you need a
D-line. He needs a job. He literally
needs to be your starting center in a week. 617-779-7937. We'll go back to one more phone call before we hit the break. Let's go to Jeff in Tampa, who has a question about the Patriots. Jeff, what do you got?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guy. Fitzy, big fan of the Six Rings pod. You're the real MVP.
Get the hell out of here, Jeff. Screw you, Jeff.
Jeff knows. Jeff is the smartest caller.
He's deaf.
Do you guys think Buttermaker and the rest of the Bad News Bears in the front office will put in a claim for Emmanuel Forbes?
I think they absolutely should. Yes.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. I would. I think the guy has talent.
Yeah.
I think he was ill cast as a first round pick. He should have been like a third round pick because of his ridiculous lack of
size. Natural ball hawk, however. Jesus. Sorry, I was adjusting my
mic. Pull the mic out of your mouth.
Natural ball hawk, however, could disappear between two sheets of paper.
You could lose him on a bookshelf. That's fine as a depth corner. Cover corner.
Would you
use him in spots? This team doesn't have enough corners.
Okay, so no, they don't. And as I've read, many of the same people that we hang out with here at the stadium, talk to on a regular basis, have all prioritized the Patriots have a glaring need at number two cornerback next year.
And three,
just give
and
this
four.
Give this guy, feed him whatever he possibly can get. Have him hang around Gonzo. Why not make a priority claim on him?
Yeah, no, I absolutely would look into claiming him. I don't really see what the downside would be.
He led college football in interceptions in 2022.
He's a playmaker.
Yeah.
He can cover, or he could cover. I'm not going to pretend I've watched a lot of Commanders games. I know he got benched and he was out of the rotation. He was part of the old regime. The new regime clearly had no interest in him because it's pretty hard to get waived as a first-round pick in your second season.
Not on the same page as Dan Quinn?
Apparently not. And Dan Quinn, a pretty good defensive coach, also knows what he wants for his defense.
Sure.
But yeah, I would absolutely put in a claim on Emmanuel Forbes and see if he can be my fourth corner.
Whatever. Zero to lose.
Right.
Zero to lose.
Then I cut him. Like if he doesn't fit in, or I'm like, wow, this guy's worse than I even thought he was, or smaller than I even thought he was, whatever it was. And it was a terrible draft pick by Washington. You had Christian Gonzalez on the board.
It was a brilliant draft pick by Washington because it allowed the Patriots to get Christian Gonzalez.
You know what this was? Tying this all full circle, 617-779-7937. Gerard Mayo talking about, we won a Super Bowl because Bill didn't call timeouts, blah, 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 used his gut. The draft pick of Gonzo and Forbes was the same thing. I still think it was the wrong thing to do to not call a timeout against Seattle.
Correct.
He went with his gut. I think it was wrong. His scoreboard says he was right.
We both the coach, we both would have called
Correct.
A timeout.
And we both were the GMs. We wouldn't have traded down and risked the fact that somebody could have taken Gonzo, like, I don't know, Washington, a team that actually took a cornerback,
right.
Took a different cornerback. He got so lucky in that situation, in my mind, or had really good intel.
Do you remember the
like
chess over checkers that everyone, including us, kind of played that night when we were having the WEEI draft party show? Like, oh, Belichick, he screwed the Jets. He let Broderick Jones go to Pittsburgh. They didn't get their lineman. They had to take a defensive guy, and then he gets Gonzo. Chess over checkers. When, in fact, giving the offensive lineman who would have benefited the New England Patriots significantly, and you should have had your number one corner the year before when you took Cole Strange over Trent McDuffie, who is thriving in Kansas City.
Yep.
So I don't think the chess over checkers argument plays at all there.
Most of his trades in the last couple of years and moved to, like, were questionable at best. The Gonzo one, he hit a home run. Because you have to call it as you see it. And what you saw was he got a player that I thought was going to be a top 5 or 6 pick at 18. So I have to say he knew what he was doing, but it feels like he kind of lucked into knowing what he's doing. So we'll see. 617-779-7937. If you want to join us on the text line, I'm sure our guy back there, DB Dan Ball, will be monitoring the text line and will chime in with any good ones or really bad ones, however he sees fit. That's 37937. It's the afternoon show here on WEEI. He's Fitzy. I'm Hart. Back to your calls right after this.